The following podcast is a production of St. James Episcopal Church in Skaneateles, New York, and features thoughts and musical reflections based on this past Sunday's readings. You can find it on stjamesscan.org or on Apple Podcasts. All music found in this podcast is licensed to us for streaming by Christian Copyright Licensing International. Today, we are joined by the bell choir of the First Presbyterian Church of Skaneateles.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus said, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism of which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, 5 and 100 will be divided, 3 against 2 and 2 against 3. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat. And it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky. But why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. At 10:45 today, we will celebrate the joyous baptism of Bowie Adair Murray. This is only the second public baptism in the past 2.5 years. The first was last week when Bowie's cousin Posey was baptized. There were a number of private baptisms, 12 by my count, in the time during the pandemic. But today, it's live in person right out there. So I encourage you to stay for this joyous service. Now, I haven't preached in a while. Well, I was on vacation in July and on a pilgrimage and retreat in June. I had been looking at the readings for this week when I was away. I'm sure that you know we have a lectionary and that the readings we've heard this morning are read every 3 years on the Sunday closest to August 17th. While I was on vacation, I learned of the baptism schedule for today and that Becky would be away. I was more than happy to be able to do the baptism. And then I realized we were going to welcome Bowie into the community of faith with readings of I Come to Bring Fire to the Earth. And, quote, from now on, 5 in 1 household will be divided. And the Old Testament prophet, Jeremiah, chimes in with, is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? Welcome to the family, Bowie. What is this preacher supposed to do? I've seen many artist depictions of Jesus over the years. Granted, he almost always looks like a Northern European, but we'll ignore that for a moment. Jesus always looks like he's smiling or at least placid. Sometimes there are children or animals in the painting, but I never once seen Jesus depicted as throwing fire on the earth. What is the meaning of this reading? Fire could mean purification or even judgment, but also, and perhaps more likely in this case, it is fire pointing to the presence of God. There is Moses and the burning bush. There are also tongues of fire on the day of Pentecost. Back in the 3rd chapter of this gospel, the Gospel of Luke, we read the most germane mention of fire. John the Baptist is proclaiming baptism of repentance and forgiveness of sins. People are wondering among themselves if John is the Messiah. John replies, quote, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the strap on his sandals. He will baptize you with Holy Spirit and with fire. So, Bowie, in an hour or so, you'll be baptized with water and the Holy Spirit. And with that, you will receive the fire of the Holy Spirit. I pray she holds on to that. Jesus did not stop there, though. He goes on to say that he comes to bring division, not peace. In many places in the Gospels, Jesus brings peace. Now he says he brings division. He allows one woman from the city who was a known sinner to anoint his feet and tells her to go in peace. Another place, he tells a woman who has been cured of a chronic illness, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Jesus may mean that he has brought division because following him and following his teachings is difficult. Very difficult. Maybe even extremely difficult. Jesus reached out to the outcasts of his time. He spent time with sinners, with tax collectors, with Samaritans, with those with serious, possibly contagious illnesses, and with the desperately poor, and with all sorts of people, people that religious leaders of that time would well avoid. Jesus calls us to do the same thing, and we promise to do those things in the baptismal covenant. Quote, will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ, unquote. We are called not only to say that we believe, but to make an example of ourselves. And we will, from time to time, fail. So we promise, quote, whenever we fall into sin, we will repent and return to the Lord. Not if we fail, but when we fail. We all fail many times. Jesus did seek to bring peace, just not the lesser peace of get along, go along. That's easy. Enabling and accepting what we know is wrong is not what Jesus sought. The greater peace is not easy. It was not easy for those who fought for civil rights in the 1960s. It was not easy for those who fought for the right to vote. It was not easy for those in this country and in Europe who ended slavery. Frederick Buechner, author, preacher, and theologian, I think he's Presbyterian, he wrote on the difficulty of being Christian, and I quote, "If you tell me Christian commitment is a kind of thing that has happened to you once and for all time, like some sort of spiritual plastic surgery, I say to you, you're either pulling the wool over your own eyes or you're trying to pull them over my eyes." Every morning, Buechner says, you should wake up in your bed and ask yourself, can I believe it all again today? No, better still, don't ask yourself that until after you've read the New York Times, until after you've studied that daily record of the world's brokenness and corruption, which should always stand side by side with your Bible. And Buechner goes on, then ask yourself if you can believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ again for that particular day. If your answer is always yes, then you probably don't know what believing means. At least 5 times out of 10, the answer should be no, because no is as important to yes, maybe more so. The no is what proves you're human, in case you ever doubted it. And then if some morning the answer happens to be really yes, it should be a yes that's choked with confession and tears and great laughter. End quote. On those days, even if they be few, when you can honestly say that you believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ and all that it requires, caring for the outcast, the sick, and the marginalized, and seek to bring real peace to the earth, you will change your life and that of others, all the others around you, even if you do cause division. Bishop Frank Logue of Georgia put it this way in a sermon he preached 3 years ago. Living into the new life in Jesus, which is promised in baptism, can and will change your behavior and your attitude over time if you take it seriously. He goes on, taking the promises made in baptism should change our lives. Yet this is in tension with the desire to avoid conflict and to preserve a lesser peace. The cost of accepting these accommodations and compromises, he says, is that this prevents our breaking through to the deeper peace waiting for us. Shalom, God's true and lasting peace, calls us to stand against injustice. Anytime we preserve the peace at someone or some group's expense, we trade God's shalom for a poor imitation. End quote. So Bowie will commit, or her parents and godparents will commit for her, to a rather challenging goal. I pray that as she grows, she will love others in the power of the Spirit. And as it says in the sacrament of baptism, and go into the world and witness God's love. Amen.
Wherever you are on your journey of faith, all are welcome here. For more information about this or any program offered by St. James, visit stjamesskan.org.